Ah, lovely music here on Fox Pop. 8 minutes after 2 o'clock, it is a Food Friday. The number to call is 1-800-348-2551. Now, the rule goes, if you have a birthday, you got to eat cake. So, sorry, Alan, today's your birthday, and we have to follow the rules. So, we have a lot of cakes here in the studio, actually from some of the best bakeries in our region. We have some very wonderful folks in the studio and calling in today to make sure that you enjoy that cake. Your lovely wife, Roselle, is here, with whom you've spent many a birthday, and she's going to force you to eat the cake.
I will. I will be here to make sure he tastes all of them.
Thank you, Roselle, and thank you for being here. Let's take a minute to walk through walk through history, if you will. On this date, July 25th, 1941, you were born, Alan. This is your life.
Lewis and I were born.
Lewis and you were born. Also on that day, FDR banned the sale of gasoline to Japan.
Oh, boy.
Red Sox pitcher Lefty Grove won his 300th game. You remember that?
Indeed.
Daddy by Sammy Kay and his orchestra was the Billboard top hit. Remember that one?
Yes, of course.
Oh, my heavens. So happy birthday, Alan, and we really love having you here on the Food Friday. We've always said we would do a Food Friday together. Who knew it would be on such a great occasion?
Who knew?
If you have a birthday story to tell at home, you want to wish Alan a happy birthday, do you like cake? Well, all right. Well, give us a call. Number is 1-800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. And our, director what? Of almost everything that Alan is not the director of, Donna Federico is here, too. And she'll
Donna
be our,
Frank Federico.
She will
right.
be our food server today.
You couldn't pick a better person to serve cake.
You look fairly excited.
I'm fairly excited. I really did this for me.
And well, me.
And Roselle.
You did a heck of a job. And before we start the show and get to the phone calls, I will say that we have some offerings from Piece of Cake in Castleton, New York, creating beautiful special occasion cakes for weddings, birthdays, anniversaries. Also from Croissant Bakery. And boy, they sent a soft, sweet cream meringue chantilly cream that looks delicious.
I've never seen anything like it.
Wow.
The Piece of Cake supplied a carrot cake with coconut icing. Zachary's Pastry Shop is a family-owned and operated pastry shop in East Greenbush. Zachary's believes that cakes and pastries should taste as good as they look, and I say it looks pretty good. It's a Georgia Peaches Tort.
Ooh.
Yeah, with brown sugar cream cheese mousse and fresh peach filling.
Reminds me of somebody I once knew.
All right, sir. Do you want to tell the story? We are in delay.
Uh-oh.
Let's go to the phones. We have a very special guest with us today, and let's welcome Andy Borowitz. Andy, you're on the line.
Oh, brother.
I am here. How are you?
Good. The birthday boy is awaiting your words.
But before you do, what? I want you to know, Andy, that I loved when you did your wonderful thing for WAMC, and your first words to Joe Donahue were, I like WAMC, but one thing concerns me. Why don't we have more Alan Shartok? I
thought, and here you go,
I thought
Andy.
That was
wish.
One of the best things that has ever been said. I was under the chair laughing hard because
well,
it was
Alan,
so true.
Happy birthday. And I was actually pursuant to that point. I was wondering, now that you're turning, you're 73 now?
Is 73 years young, yeah.
Are you thinking of doing any fewer shows than you've been doing? Because by my recent count, you are now hosting 18 different programs on WAMC.
Actually,
I was
Andy,
wondering if you were thinking of maybe, you know, maybe you'll lose Vox Pop or something.
Well, no, Andy, thanks for being here. That was a lot of fun
nice
having you on
you,
the show.
Andy.
Yeah, but actually, I was thinking of doing three more. So
that's a good idea.
So that's good. But you are really the hottest thing going. I mean, you know, everybody's reading you, everybody's talking about you, and everybody's tweeting you. It's extraordinary. How did you get to be so popular?
It really, I had sort of a world domination plan that was really based on your career.
Yeah, we share that. Yeah, go ahead.
I listened to WAMC and I just thought, how do I dominate the media as much as this dude is doing it? And I've still got a long way to go before I have the kind of domination that you have, I've got to say.
Yes, you do. No, that's...
Well, why don't we get you on the round table?
On a serious note, Alan, you know, my wife and I have a home up in Columbia County, and we spend a lot of time there, especially in August. We're going to be there a lot. And we listen to WAMC all the time, and you just keep getting better and better. I hope that at 73, I'm doing as well as you are, seriously.
Well, that was a few years ago for you, right?
Oh, okay. Hey, Andy, thanks a lot for calling, man. We appreciate it.
You're terrific, Andy, and we really are in debt to you for everything you've done for WAMC.
Have a good one, Alan.
Okay, bye.
Andy Borowitz here on Vox Pop, 1-800-348-2551. It is an all-birthday cake edition of the show, and we will get to the dining in a moment. But let's go to the phones, and Justin in Plattekill. Justin, you're on. Justin, hello?
Okay. Uh-oh, uh-oh.
All right, it's not working out, Justin.
I know what he did wrong, I'll tell you right now.
What was that, sir?
He was listening on the radio. You can't do that. There's a seven-second delay.
Yeah.
So if you're waiting to hear yourself called, it'll be too late. Okay.
Right.
So maybe Justin will call back.
Okay. Well, what do you say, Donna? We break out some of this cake
here.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm doing that. Let me lick my fingers.
What's that number again?
Speak.
What'd you say?
What's the number?
1-800-348-2551 is the telephone number.
Yeah, that's the one.
Thank you very much. It's a Vox Pop Food Friday edition. Oh, I was going through the list of the folks who brought cakes, and I also want to mention Lillian the Rose, owner and chef Kim Klopstock, who's been on the Food Friday a couple of times, one of my favorite people in the world. And Lillian the Rose is committed to creating inspiring, environmentally responsible events. She is also the owner of 50 South Restaurant at Boston Spa. So...
this sounds a little like the Thanksgiving parade when the guys sit up there and they read everything as the things go by.
You got a mouthful of cake. I don't think
I've ever
had to say that, that sentence. All right. And
this is the carrot cake.
All right. This is the
carrot cake. This is a piece of cake.
All right. So what do we
have? Who made that?
This is from a piece of cake or a piece of cake. It's a bakery and cafe in Castleton, New York.
Fabulous.
Looks good. Oh, I love the frosting.
The frosting is excellent.
Is it cream cheese frosting?
This is the cake I put. Oh, I put it on our Facebook page if anyone wants to see it. It has a big WAMC logo.
Oh my gosh!
In the middle,
and a microphone.
It's beautiful. It's a microphone, right?
All right,
and
you know,
it's so good. You ready?
One of the things I like about Food Friday is when we get a call, I get to eat. So let's go to the phones. Emily in Plainfield, you're on.
Hi. I want to say happy birthday to Alan.
Thank you, Emily. It means a lot coming from you especially.
Well, that's what I was concerned about. I disagreed with something you said on the roundtable like a month or so ago, and I sent an email which I didn't think had a negative tone, but I'm afraid I used a word I shouldn't have, and
it did.
So I want to apologize because I have utmost respect for you. And I don't want to be on the do not read list.
All right. Smart.
We actually say we have a do not read list, but we don't actually have one.
Right.
Well, I have so much respect for everything you do for WAMC, so I apologize if that email didn't come off right, but mostly I just want to say happy birthday, enjoy your cake, and have many, many more.
And I love your name. Thank you, Emily.
Emily, and well said. Thank you for being here on Vox Pop. Number to call is 1-800-348-2551.
And by the way, because it's my birthday, anybody else who wants a dispensation from anything that might have happened in the past is more than willing to call up.
Oh, Ray, me.
Except
pick
for one or two people.
Let's do that off the air. Roselle?
Next call will be from Andrew Cuomo.
You must be a very patient woman. How has this lasted so long?
Well, I'll tell you something. As I'm chewing this incredible cake, it is so good, but I'll try to swallow it. Well, first of all, you all might remember that there was a roast of Alan several years ago.
I do remember.
And that was the only time in my life I've been funny. And so I really surprised myself. But anyway, one of the things that I said, I gave all these different vignettes. And no, I'm not going to repeat.
It's all coming back to me.
And I had a refrain after each of the vignettes that I told. And the refrain was, it's not easy living with Alan Shartok.
Mm.
And by the third vignette, the whole audience, I just had to look at them and they all repeated that refrain with me. So,
and we have been ever since.
Yeah.
So one of the presents I'm giving Alan on his 73rd is a compliment. And I'm going to give it to you on the radio. The compliment is that no longer can I say it's not easy living with Alan Shartok.
You can say it's impossible.
I actually can say it's a lot easier now living with Alan Shartok.
What happened?
Well, I think that...
He got tamer.
With age, he mellowed a little.
His libido melted.
All right. You know,
we won't
we're in delay, but come on.
It's
really.
The sugar. He's not used to it.
He has learned the art of compromise. It's remarkable. And I'm just going to give one example because this is, you know, there's no time for a series of these vignettes. I'll just say that, you know, one of my favorite things is to read in bed. And that, you know, and I get tired and then we go to sleep. But Alan goes to sleep 3 hours earlier than I do. That hasn't changed. So what he's done is, so I used to have to go across the hall and read in this chair in the other room, but which is not as much fun as, you know, being in bed.
Sure.
So he has now decided, as of maybe a year ago or so, to wear a sleep mask so he doesn't see the light, and I get to read in bed until I can fall asleep, and that is the greatest gift that he has given me.
That was nice. That was nice of you, Alan.
So thank you, Alan, for being easier to live with.
You're welcome.
I think.
Yes, all right. Let's go to Justin in Plattekill. Now he's on. Justin, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead. You're on.
All right, yeah. First of all, I just want to say happy birthday, Alan.
Thank you, Justin. I love your name.
And I also wanted to tell you, this is pretty, I don't know. This is radio, but, you know, I was in jail
over
the last 6 months in the Orange County Jail, and I just want to say that I listen to you every day, and you're the funniest dude ever. I love when you rush people off the phones. It's genius. It's awesome.
Get off the phone.
You're my hero. You're my hero. I was in jail, and I listen to you every day. And
all
you
right,
made it go so, by so fast. But anyway, I just want to ask about Dairy Queen's ice cream cake.
Okay. What about it?
Do we have one?
Ooh, we don't have one here.
Oh, we lost you again, Justin. Something up with that
cell phone. Well, we don't have one here, but any ice cream cake is okay in my book, isn't it? Yours, Ray?
Yeah. Now, for the record, Justin, we did not cut you off there. I just want to let you know that the connection...
No, we did not. Ray did.
No, I did not. Yeah. The connection was bad.
Okay. Yeah.
He was the guy who called earlier.
No, you're right.
I apologize.
As always.
But as far as Dairy Queen ice cream cakes, very good.
You
Carvel.
Keep it
remember the Carvel?
Oh, boy. Yeah. Colonel Carvel. Was that his name?
Tom Carvel. Carvel.
Yeah. Yep. Was it Colonel? No, that was the guy from the chicken.
That's
Colonel S.
Okay, that's Zach. It's a great spot to take a break. 1-800-348-2551. Oh, yes, it's a birthday edition, birthday cake, and a happy birthday to Alan Chartok. Food Friday. More calls and surprises and food coming up.
Support for WAMC comes from Cafe Capriccio, offering dining and catering with Tuscan cuisine in Albany, New York, and Neapolitan cuisine in Saratoga Springs. CafeCapriccio.com for reservations. Curtis Lumber, working to support their communities through their Pet Connection sponsorship and by providing professional consultations to homeowners and contractors. CurtisLumber.com. Hudson Valley Fresh Dairy, a partnership of 9 Hudson Valley dairy farms, providing fresh local milk, cream, sour cream, and yogurt to our neighbors. HudsonValleyFresh.com. Berkshire Museum, Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Butterflies on view with a live butterfly pavilion with exotic and native butterfly species, activities for adults and children. BerkshireMuseum.org. And Reform Pilates Studio, Saratoga Springs, teaching Romanus Pilates, providing a fully equipped studio with Gratz apparatus, private and small group classes, reformyourbody.com.
It's Vox Pop on WAMC. It is a Food Friday. We talk something that's very dear to my heart, cake. And boy, do we have cake here today. We also have the birthday boy, Alan Chartok, who is celebrating his 73rd birthday today.
Mm.
You have a lot of energy. You have more energy than I do.
The more sugar I eat here today, the more energy I'm going to have.
Well, all right. I'll remember that for the fun drive. 1-800-348-2551 is the number. And we have a special guest on the line. Come in, special guest. No, Zach, that's your cue, Daddy-O. Oh, she's on line one. My bad. Sorry, Zach. You're great. Hello. Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes. And who would you be?
I would be Sarah.
Hello, Sarah. You're on with your mom and dad.
Sarah Chartok.
Happy birthday, Dad. I'm sitting here with your grandson, who's smiling, and he's wishing you a happy birthday, too.
No making Daddy cry.
Oh.
That's bad.
How is the baby?
Baby's good. Sucking on his fingers right now. Kind of a new skill.
A beautiful child. I saw the most recent picture the other day.
Little Noah. We're sorry you're not here with us,
yeah.
Sasa.
We are too.
To be able to share these beautiful cakes. They're beautiful.
I know. I would love to.
We'll save you some, Sarah.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Well, actually, there won't be any because the staff has all got their noses up against the door waiting for their share. And I don't blame them. That's great. So, Professor, when do you have to go back to work?
I do have to go back to work, right. But I wanted to share some birthday thoughts with you.
All right.
It's really about you.
Okay.
So I was thinking about birthday and dad, and the thing that I thought about was sort of, in a good and bad way, how impossible it is to get gifts for you, and for a couple reasons, right? So the first reason is because my dad, Alan, likes to... in a funny way, sort of, give people a hard time.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
whenever we do get a gift, Jonas and I often do it together. We often hear about what a terrible gift it was in a funny way.
Like the time you bought me the 10-foot rotisserie, which couldn't be clean.
That's what I was thinking of. So we've never lived down getting him a rotisserie when all he ate for a year was chicken. So we thought it was a good gift.
Yeah,
right.
Like a good gift.
You could go to the Big Y and get a chicken for $7. but it would take you 24 hours to clean up that rotisserie.
Yeah, okay.
That was very nice. It was very nice.
It's the thought that counts.
But lovely gift.
In all seriousness, I think the reason that it's more impossible to get you a gift is because you're such a generous person, and I mean that like you're the most generous person in the world. And so how does one get a gift for someone who is so generous? And I think that is sort of one of the remarkable things about you. So happy birthday.
That is lovely.
That's very sweet.
I told Sarah, you're making Daddy cry.
And you really are. So well done. Thank you very much, Sarah.
Sarah, we
Bye,
love you.
Sarah.
I love you.
Love you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. 1-800-348-2551 is the number. All right, Donna Federico, Frank Federico, whatever it is today.
Whatever.
What are we eating here?
It's
this is
usually
delicious.
Donna.
Yeah, Donna, call me now.
Donna,
that's the
Donna
page.
Franks.
All right, so what do we got here?
Well, this is a cake from Croissant. I think you have the
description. Oh, okay. This is the one. Oh, God.
It looks like, Rizal, doesn't this look like a beautiful creation of art with a fascinator on top?
Yes.
You know, those,
yes.
those hats?
Yes.
Just
it's indescribable.
This
really.
Is Fiore di Latte, soft sweet cream, meringue, chantilly cream.
Chantilly.
And there is a picture of it on our Facebook page.
I've never seen anything
it's
like it.
Pretty incredible.
Very original.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go
and
back
too.
To the phones and Bob and Socrates. Bob. Hello, Bob.
Yo, Bob.
Bob, are you there? Bob is overcome. Let's go to Cliff in Kingston. Cliff, you're on.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey.
Happy birthday, Alan.
Thank you. You're terrific to call and to say something, although we don't know what you're going to say yet.
Make it
I'll
nice.
I'll say it already. my family, for the longest time, we've had what's called icebox cake.
Okay.
Ooh.
And that's basically graham crackers and pudding.
Oh.
Nice. Nice.
One year, I was making my youngest sister a birthday cake, and I ran out of milk.
Yeah.
And so I substituted for the remaining amount of milk was some liqueur Galliano.
Beautiful.
Uh-oh.
And mixed that with the chocolate pudding. And it came up, and when my mom came home, she made the whipped cream. I made, put the mixture, the graham crackers on the bottom and the layers of chocolate pudding. Spiked chocolate pudding.
Yeah.
And, the layers in a springform pan, and we put it in the refrigerator for it to firm up. And my mom put the bowl and the egg beater in the refrigerator as well.
Yeah.
So that night, my sister had, she said, possibly the best birthday cake she ever had.
I'll bet that's true. You know, the only thing that would make it better than your recipe is what they used to add at Camp Bronx House, which was saltpeter. They would put that right into the...
Oh, I didn't want to shoot anybody's mouth off.
Into the mix.
Ah, there you go. Hey, Cliff, thanks a lot for the call.
1-800-348-2551.
So that was a delicious piece of cake we just had.
Amazing.
And Roselle, you said you wanted to give Alan something?
Yeah, well, I have something here for Alan that I brought. It was something, actually, that he's wanted for so many years. And I'm
happy. Another generator.
And I'm... Well, you got the generator. You won that one.
Yeah.
But anyway... It's something that he's...
Another swimming
really,
pool.
He's wanted all these many years, and I'm happy that on his 73rd birthday, I can give it to him, and I hope that he'll open this fairly quickly so
okay,
that you can
you
all
know, I always
find out.
I always criticize my daughter, Sarah, for not opening her presents fast enough.
Yeah, so you better
And she
hurry
has
up.
Never forgotten that.
No.
That's because you taught us all these years to save the paper.
All right, so what, no, let's
right.
see what it is.
Okay, look at this. This is beautiful.
Oh, boy.
A Wait. Signature model.
It's what you've always wanted.
Oh.
A little red truck.
It's a pickup truck. You've always wanted a red pickup truck.
I'm getting
of course,
me a pickup
you,
truck.
Yes, right. You always say, I got to get me a pickup truck, and here you have one. I must admit that it's a little small and that maybe the two of us couldn't fit into it, but
I don't know,
but it is a red pickup truck, and that's what you wanted.
Yeah, well,
I love you.
I'm getting a big one. I'm going to get me a big one because on the theory that no Jewish boy in the Berkshire should not have a pickup truck.
Well, so you're going to get a real pickup truck.
Well, one
that's
of these
a real
days.
One.
It is.
This is lovely, Roselle. What a lovely thought.
That's great.
See what Sarah said is true, right? You're hearing it right here and now.
It doesn't surprise me.
He doesn't like the present, but I think it's
I
a
love the present.
You can give this to Noah when he's
when
old
Noah
enough.
Noah comes of age.
Yeah, exactly.
And we have one from email here, Alan. This is from one of our regular correspondents, Jim in Montgomery.
Yep.
Says, is this show really about cake? No. Happy birthday, Alan.
Yeah.
You've still got 20 years on me, but there was a time when you were twice my age. Not anymore. I'm catching up. Well, don't eat the cake, says Jim. Stay hungry, my friend.
Ah, good point.
But you've been eating the cake.
Yes, I have.
And what? It's music to my eyes. Number to call is 1-800-348-2551. Let's go back to the phones. Abigail in Kingston. Abigail.
Hello. Happy birthday, Alan.
And thank you, dear. It's always great to hear your voice. I love it when you call the Vox Pop.
Really? Because most of the time you give me, as you do your daughter, or a hard time.
Yes.
That is what I've heard from people. But anyway, I'm not going to sue you about Vox Pop. I'm only kidding.
Okay.
It's a joke. A good joke. The best year you can have. I, too, am 73 in August, so we were born at the same time, and whoa, what a life. Take care, and happy.
You. Thanks, dear. Thank you very much.
That's a great call. Thank you very much, and thank you for not suing us. 1-800-348-2551.
But wait, what cake are we eating now?
Okay, so this is Well, you see, I had all the boxes numbered.
This is Zachary's. This is for the peach cake.
Okay, this is indeed a peach cake. Mm-hmm. This is a Georgia Peaches Torte from Zachary's Pastry Shop. It is layers of peach-flavored cake filled with a brown sugar cream cheese mousse and fresh peach filling.
Wow, it's great.
And, you know, frankly, that you can't get much better than that. So let's go to Mike in Northampton. Mike, you're up.
Hey there, Alan.
Hey.
I'm one-third of the B-flat Stompers.
Oh, well, it's great to hear your voice, sir. It's wonderful.
So in the musical vein, and this is not a rhetorical question because I don't know the bloody answer to it.
Right.
Can you think of a bluegrass song where the theme is cake?
Hmm. Ooh, that's very good.
Well, what if... No, it's not bluegrass, but your favorite Oak Ridge Boys song, or Statler Brothers.
Statler Brothers.
Oh,
take
my
cake and...
Close.
Edith.
Oh, yo, you can have your Kate and Edith, too.
Oh, it's Kate. I'm sorry.
Your Edith? Kate and Edith, too, is the name of the song.
Oh, that sounds great. Yeah. Who's Edith?
That's the whole point of the song. The guy who plays around with two women, and the theme of the song is he wants his Kate and Edith, too.
That's funny.
Fantastic. Well, I learned something from this call, as I almost always learn when I hear your voice, Alan.
And how are you doing?
I'm doing great, but I'm 2 years younger than you, so I've got nothing to complain about.
Well, exactly. Exactly.
All right. Hi, Roselle.
Hi. Great to hear from you.
Yes, all the best. It's wonderful.
Thank you.
Mike, thanks a lot for the call. Let's go over to line 4. Esther. Hello, Esther. Are you there in Saratoga? Oh, you got to turn your radio. Donna, is that
Donna,
your mom calling?
It's my mom.
Have you never?
That's funny.
Turn your radio down, Donna's mom.
Talk on the phone.
Well, we'll get back to her. I'm sure she can't hear us anymore.
Okay. All right, then. All right, Esther. Are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, this is Esther.
We know.
Better known as Donna's mom.
Hello. Yeah.
Who happens to love Alan Chartok.
Well, we love her.
May you live 110. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Esther. How old are you now?
Oh, I'm creeping up. I'm 89.
89 years young. That's wonderful. And Donna loves you so much. And thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
I hope so. I take good care of her.
Still. All right. Thank you, Mom.
Thank you very much.
Okay, honey. Okay. Have a good one, Alan.
We will. Thank you, dear.
Nice.
Well, that's nice. Your mom checked in.
Oh, boy.
Did you
now
make her
I'm
do
crying.
That or did she
no,
do that on
I
her own?
No, I was pretty shocked because she doesn't talk on the phone often anymore, but she... Probably next to Roselle in the family. She's one of Alan's biggest fans. She really loves Alan.
And I one of hers.
Yeah, and absolutely. They have a special bond. Must be they were, you know, back in the day. they knew each other.
You think so?
I don't know.
You're going to talk about this with...
father.
Roselle's here. Shush. Fred in Sullivan County. Fred, you're on.
Yes. Hi, Alan. It's,
hi, Fred.
Fred from WJFF.
All right.
I just want to wish you a happy birthday from some of the channel surfers from our station down here.
Well, thank you. It's always a great privilege to hear that you guys at that station are listening to WAMC.
Well, we don't listen all the time, but we are hydropowered, and we're the only one. I also wanted to extend congratulations on your new addition to your family.
Well, yeah. Little Noah, yeah. And he's so beautiful and so wonderful. Yeah,
no, that's great. And I'll let you go and make room, but it would be great. Isn't it better to give than to receive?
It's always better to give than receive.
We could use a news department.
A lend-lease program. Hey, Fred, thanks a lot for the call. 1-800-348-2551. Is our telephone number. It is a cake edition of Vox Pop, and we have been through now three cakes so far.
Mm-hmm. We need a little bit of a break. Yeah.
Blood sugar is rising, so why don't we pace ourselves here for the second half of the program and go back to the phones, and David in Cambridge. David, you're on.
Hi there. I'm a relative stranger. Every so often I'll bump into Dr. Shartok every now and then, but I think the meetings are so few and far between, it's just kind of hard to place me. But I suppose one cue, and oh, by the way, hi, Rochelle.
Hello.
As when you guys were playing at Cafe Lena, I was the guy that inappropriately touched you when you got chalk on your dark blue jacket.
Oh boy,
okay. Oh boy, that's terrible. As a lifelong college professor, I never did that before.
Yeah, you had kind of a long day. You had done a commencement speech earlier in the day, and you asked me something about Sheldon Silver, and I just said something stupid and dismissive.
Was that Sheldon Silver or Sheldon E. Silver we were talking about?
It was Sheldon Silver, period. And,
okay.
And I was going to say, well, there was a, you know, I remember Sanjay Mukha saying that the days are numbered for Silver and how wrong she was. But there was another fellow who just wouldn't stop talking. And I figured as a representative of people with Asperger's, I would simply catch you a break. So I just said something like, well, he's got mods, and just give you a rest.
All right.
I'll tell you something. I've been with Alan 19 years now. And I just want to speak to the generosity side of Alan. You know, he gets picked on an awful lot, but I don't think I've ever met a nicer guy in my life. I certainly didn't plan on being here for 19 years. I don't think he planned on being here.
I don't think Roselle planned on being here for 43 years.
43?
Going on 44.
You should be sainted.
And knew him 4 years before that.
And that is another good story we can tell another day. But... I want to wish you a happy birthday,
all right,
Alan.
Thanks, Donna, dear.
Here's one from email. Hi, Alan. Happy birthday. Hope it's been great. Thanks for everything you've done for the station, especially for the opportunity to be a two-time intern. Cheers, Blaze Bryant.
Oh,
now, Blaze
wow.
was a heck of an intern in the news department. So
yep.
Thank you very much, Blaze.
In fact, he ran that news department.
More
well,
or
maybe
less.
Not exactly.
Well, you know, at times.
But right up there.
Let's go to John in Kingston. John, you're on.
Thank you very much. Dr. Shartok, a very, very happy birthday to you and your family and Noah. And you are a venerable man indeed. I am so proud to have WAMC receivable in so many places that thanks to you and the talent and hard work of all your staff, let's rock on, WAMC.
Rock on.
Happy birthday.
Hey, man, thanks a lot for the call. We appreciate that. And rock on we shall. The number to call here is 1-800-348-2551. It's a Food Friday. We've done many Food Fridays, but this perhaps is one of the tastiest Food Fridays we've done. We are sampling birthday cakes here on Alan's birthday from Lily and the Rose, Zachary's Pastry Shop, Croissant Bakery, a piece of cake. It's really good.
Oh, my
it's,
God.
Yummy.
It's really, really good.
Who brought the brownies?
These are not just brownies.
They're richer than brownies, Alan.
You know Kim Klopstock, right?
Of course.
And so she is one of my favorite people. She has been on the Food Friday a couple of times now. And hilarious, on and off mic. And she sent us with chocolate espresso bombs, by the way. B-O-M-B-E-S.
Ooh.
Gluten-free, made with Colbo, semi-sweet chocolate, and local eggs from Elihu Farm in Easton, New York. So these look really amazing.
Did Andrew Cuomo have anything to do with this under his new, marijuana dispensation law?
There's no marijuana. I don't believe there's any marijuana in this. If we do, I'll change the bumper music and we'll really have a good time.
Melts in your
this
mouth.
This is from Lily and the Rose, and Brian Shields was in the studio before the show started and stole one of these.
What?
He did. And you know what?
Ruined my party.
He ruined your party? Well, we'll call him in. We'll bring him in. All right, Zachary, let's take a break here. 1-800-348-2551 is the number. 1-800-348-2551. It's a Make Him Eat Cake edition, and eat cake he will.
Support for WAMC comes from the Bee's Knees Cafe, Preston Hollow, New York, serving weekend lunch and Sunday brunch, weekly farm tours, monthly dinners, catering, on or off the farm, heather-ridge-farm.com. The Preservation League of New York State, Albany, New York, protecting New York's historic buildings, districts, and landscapes since 1974, preservenys.org. Schenectady Green Market, a community marketplace providing fresh local produce and artisan goods every Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. around City Hall, schenectadygreenmarket.org. Mass Mocha, North Adams, Massachusetts, the Bang on a Can All-Stars performing David Lang's Death Speaks on July 26th, and the Bang on a Can Marathon featuring composer Steve Reich and Wilco's Glenn Cochi, August 2nd, massmocha.org. And Albany's Down Tube Bicycle Works, offering both women-only and co-ed repair classes, trade-ins accepted on new bicycle purchases, one-day repair service available on Madison Avenue opposite Washington Park, downtubebicycleworks.com.
And you know, just a note about this song. This is a song called Jessica's Birthday. And I put that in because, Alan, it's your birthday today. And tomorrow, our producer, Jessica Blaustein Marshall, is having a birthday. So that song is for her. She won't say how old she is.
She's a child, I tell you.
I guessed maybe 27, but she wouldn't confirm or deny, so I have no idea. No? No, she won't even answer. All right, let's go, and we'll talk to... this is nice. Happy Traum is on the line. Happy Traum.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. You're on with Alan and everybody else.
Alan, how are you?
Hi, old friend. How are you?
I'm calling to wish you a happy birthday and many, many more from one folk singer to another.
Well, that's like saying, you know, from Joe DiMaggio to the third stringer. So it is extraordinary. You know, happy as we go on in life and we get just a little bit older. You are now regarded as one of the top go-to people in the country when it comes to guitar playing. You travel all around. You give clinics. You are an extraordinary player, and you have been there for WAMC over and over and over again. And we really do love you in every sense of the word. Thank you.
Well, thank you, and thanks for everything you do. You're a national treasure, and we're so happy to have you part of the family here.
And we you. And thank you. And regards to your wonderful wife.
Okay. Bye-bye. Good luck. Bye.
Thanks, Happy Traum. And also here in the studio is our Vice President of Operations, Mr. Patrick Cooney. Patrick.
Hello there. I just came in for the delicious treats.
For the cake.
Yeah. Alan, happy birthday.
Thanks, my friend. You work so hard. And you have a major announcement to make, don't you, about what's going on at WAMC?
I do. I have a great announcement to make, and that's that we're finally, after years and years, have found a solution to our reception problems in Northampton and Amherst, Massachusetts.
Nice.
We're about to have a tremendous uptick.
We are.
And people will be able to listen on 90.3 anywhere in that area.
That's just cool.
Great. That's great. And people have been asking us for years to do that.
They are. Happy birthday, Alan.
Thank you, Patrick.
Which piece of cake would you like? Yeah. The chocolate bombs from Lily and the Rose are great. We're having
but you know what? I'm seeing that gigantic carrot cake.
We'll get you a piece
with the cream cheese frosting.
Oh my God.
Pat, you cannot go wrong with that. That is a coconut icing on that, by the way.
Alan, thanks for all you've done for me and my family and everyone over the many years.
And vice versa, Pat.
Thank you.
All right, Pat Cooney, thanks for being here. Let's go to line four. I think another VIP is on the line. Hello, who's this?
Hello there. How you doing?
Hello there.
Hi, Jonas.
Hi, Jonas.
Hi, sweetheart. Hi, And as Jonas always says, hiya, Pop.
Hiya, Pop.
Hiya, Pops.
So how you doing? How you down there running this wonderful organization, Leading Educators, goes into schools. Jonas, our boy Jonas, goes into schools and all over the country and teaches them how to retain their best teachers and how to give them leadership positions. And we are so proud of you and of Sarah, too. Who has, you know, associate professor. You guys have made one old man very proud.
Really. An old woman.
Yeah.
Well, we love you so much and want to wish you a happy birthday. I'm here with another special guest, your daughter-in-law.
Oh, Andrea.
Hi.
Hi, Andrea.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Adley. Happy birthday to you.
Well, that's...
A little ditty for you, but we wanted to call in and tell you how much we love you. And, you know, when I was thinking about, the theme here, which is birthdays in general and then your birthday, I don't know if a lot of people realize that the star of my birthday parties growing up was my dad, who would play the banjo for all of my friends. And boy, did we love it. And so I just saw a great photo of that recently, and it made me remember that today. So thank you for all the great birthdays that you provided me, and want to wish you a super happy birthday.
Thank you, Jonesy. You're wonderful.
You made him cry again.
Love you.
That's always the objective.
You've done it again, my friend.
You succeeded.
Well, yeah, you played banjo at his birthday parties.
Right, I did at Sarah's birthday parties. You know,
till what age? When did they finally say, "Hey"?
When they were 50. No. No, the early years.
Yeah.
You know,
that's nice.
She'll be coming around the mountain, you know, and other great tunes.
Yeah. Let's go to Bonnie in Sheffield. Bonnie, you're on.
Hi, Alan. Happy birthday.
Hi, dear. I understand that you're going to be running for chairman of the school board out there. Yeah.
So I just called to say that Alan is about the best wonderful friend you could have, who's always been wonderful to share his family with his friends. And if I were to make Alan a cake, I would put a hat and Murray in the middle, and around it I would write, "Alan is right 99.45% of the time, and thank you for it. You're the best.
And thank you, Bonnie, for running for school board president of the school district.
Rochelle, could you just give him one big smack for me?
I think I can handle that.
And then give him another one for me. Bonnie, thanks a lot.
Love you. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
1-800-348-2551 is the telephone number. Alan Shartok, 73 today. A great excuse to have a Food Friday Vox Pop filled with birthday cakes. Alan, you've tried every one so far.
I have. Sugar High.
That's my favorite part, is that he never likes to eat cake, so we thought this would be a good time. We're sitting here, Roselle and I, watching him eating this cake, and he's loving it.
Well, I'll tell you what I really I'm interested in is the entire 63 people on the staff have their noses pressed up against the window.
They'll get their chance if there's anything left.
Waiting for their chance.
There's plenty.
Right. So, Roselle, give us some inside baseball here. Mm-hmm. Now, he carries himself as a very dietary, pious person here at the station.
Pious.
Oh,
now,
boy.
Does at home fall off the wagon and go for the Oreos?
Was it Nathan Hale who said, "I cannot tell a lie"? Whoever said it, "I cannot tell a lie." This is a man who, for all of the years we've been married, has been on 365 different diets over 44 years. And he's intense about each one. It's only chicken, or it's only
rice,
or it's only, or it's Weight Watchers, and he's checking in the most antisocial way, checking his points on
his iPhone.
Yes, we've seen
that.
It's not right. But in terms of getting going off the wagon, let me tell you the number of ways this man he will in one breath say, "I am going to, stick to this. I'm devoted to this. You can't make me go off it no matter what." And then within an hour, I will see him eating a chocolate chip cookie.
Aha!
Now you know. But nevertheless, he has done very well, and he's a healthy specimen.
So you are human.
Roselle, have made it your point in life to try to tempt me like a Jezebel into eating that What? Why are you shaking your head?
Since Eve, you know, this is sort of a motif in humanity.
Yeah, you know, yeah, she's always criticizing me when I get off the diet, but she's always the first one to try to get me off the
diet.
Good for you, Roselle. That isn't right.
I want you to see another aspect of Alan Chartok. Put the blame somewhere else.
And with that, let's go to a very special guest. Zach Hyde's on the line. Sam Waterston is here.
No.
Sam.
Hi, Alan.
Hey, I can't believe it.
Is this really your birthday, or is it just a play for attention?
Ah.
It's actually, Sam, both. it is my birthday, and I'm always after attention.
I just caught a little bit of your conversation. Are you on a diet, or have you left the diet, or are you thinking about a diet? What's the story?
Well, up until now, I was on this wonderful Weight Watchers diet. You know, I go to my phone and I put down a point for, you know, some oatmeal in the morning. You know, 3 points for farina, 4 points for oatmeal, no
5 for the chocolate chip cookie,
700 on this show. Yeah.
So the main way to make that work is to choose carefully what things you report to Weight Watchers?
No. I've been very good. I am actually at 129 pounds right now.
Good Lord, that sounds too little.
No, it's exactly right. When I get to 127, one of two things is going to happen.
You're going to go up and smoke?
Yeah, something. That's right.
You'll levitate.
That's right. So Sam, I can't believe all the things you're on. I turn the television on, you're on one thing, you're on another thing. It's fantastic. Just great.
Yeah, it is fantastic. Keep on moving and don't look back.
That's my philosophy. Yeah, that's my philosophy. Put one foot in front of the other and just keep going. Well, we're delighted that you are a resident of our area and that you have always been so good to WAMC.
Well,
I mean,
happy birthday
so great
to you.
Thank you, my good
Sam
friend.
Sam Waterston, thank you very much for being here with us today.
So long.
Thank you.
And Joe Donahue is here. Hiya, Joe.
Well, I came in to obviously wish Alan a happy birthday.
What kind of happy birthday do you want?
But I also wanted to find out from Sam Waterston when the newsroom was coming back.
Rats.
Too late.
Season 3. Happy birthday, Alan. Quite a feast. We are taking pictures of this, are we not? Are we?
Well, it's streamed live on the video.
Because I've never seen you in front of so much confection.
And he's actually eating it, which is amazing.
Yeah. And my thigh is being licked, and I thought it was Donna, and it was Murray. So who knows?
Murray the dog.
Yeah, Murray came to wish.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Where is Murray?
Right here, licking my thigh.
Yeah. He's been sitting next to you.
But thank you so much, Alan, for everything, and thank you for being so great, and thank you for letting us eat cake and have a beautiful birthday today.
Well, thank you, Joe, and it is remarkable to see what this man, Joe Donahue, has done for this radio station. You know, when the book publishers all over the country, in the beginning, I think it's fair to say that Joe had to really scramble to get these great authors on. But now it's quite the opposite. Now they all call him because they know how important he is. And there's Murray being held up by Joe and licking him in the face.
Let's go by the way, we have another special guest on the phone line, Mayor Kathy Sheehan of Albany.
Mayor's here.
Hi, Mayor Kathy. How are you doing?
I am good. How are you? Happy birthday.
Well, thank you, dear. It's great to, you have one of the hardest jobs in America. Mayors have hard jobs. And you never know who's going to throw another lightning bolt your way because you have to deliver the services. It's fantastic. Just the other day, I think I saw the county executive say something that you may not have disagreed with. Am I wrong about that?
Well, no, but we are trying to work through some things, and I'm fortunate because I am the mayor of a city that is home to WAMC, and with your devotion and dedication and Linda and everything that you do for the city of Albany, we're very fortunate, and that makes things easier. So thank you and happy birthday.
And you've always been there for us, and we love that. And your progressive values and everything you do is just so appreciated. It's not an easy job, as I say, but we're so lucky to have you. Thank you so much, Mayor.
Thank you.
Mayor
thank
Sheehan.
You. Happy birthday.
When are the when are the red light cameras going in?
That is TBD. We still have a few steps we have to go through because we've got to present it to our common council. But We have a group that's working on it, and we will let you know.
And okay. A very common counsel it is.
Thank you. Thank you, Mayor Shinn. We appreciate the call. 1-800-348-2551. What fun we have had today on this Alan's 73rd birthday. Roselle Shartok is here. We have heard from the Shartok offspring, and even... Did we hear from the grandchild, or was the grandchild?
He was there.
He was in the background.
Noah was in the background, but we didn't actually hear Noah. Donna Federico is here as well, and she is serving the cake. And I think we're done. Have we tried everything?
I think we have. Oh my gosh, we have a tray of beautiful little petit fours from Croissant. There's some that are gluten free. Not that we should care about that today.
Well, if you have lemon, there's pistachio.
Obviously. I think we're going to have to try a lot of this after the show because it's getting a little messy in here.
Okay, Donna. All right. That sounds like a cop-out. Let's go back to the phones.
It's all good.
Tucker in Orange County. Tucker, you're on.
Hello?
Hello. You're on.
Hi. My name is Justin. How's everybody doing?
It says Tucker. I don't know how they got Tucker from Justin, but Justin. No, you're on.
Me neither.
Go ahead.
Somebody said it's just Tucker.
Yeah, I'd like to wish Alan a very happy birthday.
Thank you, my friend.
You're 73, I'm 23. I'd consider myself one of the younger groups of listeners. But I would just like to commend your sense of professionalism with WAMT as a whole. You guys are so insightful, bringing news to everybody, and it's a wonderful thing.
And we thank you for that. It means a great deal, believe me, because that's what it's all about. It's all about people listening and getting what they need, and I thank you so much.
That's right. If we can't share information, then, you know, what's the point? And you guys do a great job at it.
How can you have a democracy if you don't have information? Thank you.
That's right. So thank you, everybody.
Appreciate it, Justin. Let's go over to Fran in Clifton Park. Hiya, Fran, you're on.
Hey, I just wanted to say happy birthday, Alan. My name is Fran Rossi-Stilson. We met once a while ago. You probably don't remember me.
Oh, what do you mean I don't remember you? Of course I remember you.
Liar.
And I know Donna, of course. Hello,
hi there.
Ray. Anyway, I just wanted to say happy birthday. I'm so grateful to live here. I moved here 7 years ago, and you know, you do everything really for the common good, and that is such a lost value in our culture, so it seems. So thank you for your dedication to that by bringing news and information and just a lot of great stuff.
The common good, right from the Common Council.
Okay. Fran, thank you.
Anyway, you're most welcome. Happy birthday, Alan. Many more.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Dear.
All right, we'll go over to line four at 1-800-348-2551, and you're on.
Whoever you are.
Hello.
Hello, Sydney.
Oh, I didn't know. I heard it flashing. It must have been you.
Exactly.
Did they know you were my 10th grade teacher?
I did not tell them that. Oh, boy. I didn't tell them that. He was my 10th grade teacher. And
you guys need to know he was a marvelous curmudgeon even then.
I knew he'd
go on to law school. I thought that he could argue any argument and win, no matter who was
in
there.
Yes.
But the thing about Sid Simon, I was telling...
I've done some interviews with him. He was just the best interviewer, and I will never forget him. Don't any of you.
And Sid, let me tell you, I remember one thing. In the 10th grade in the New Lincoln School in New York, you gave us all an assignment. We had to list 10 observations every day and put them on a card and put them in the observation can in the middle of the room.
Right.
And let me tell you, it was hard. The first day you said you could see there was a misspelling on some sign somewhere. You had to work for it. The second day was almost impossible. But you taught me about that, and you taught me how you have to look all the time. And you were a terrific teacher, and you wrote a book called What'd You Get? And
great book.
Great book. Thank you, Sid.
Thank you, Dr. Simon. Let's go over to another special guest here on the program, Arlo Guthrie.
No.
Yes, he is. Hello, Arlo.
Alan!
Hey, Arlo! Arlo!
Really far away, but I love you. I want to wish you happy birthday, man.
We love Arlo. Arlo, you are the best. And we're going to be at your church tonight watching Tom Paxton.
Good. Say hi for me. I just love you, man, and I thank you for things I can't even say on the radio, but I appreciate it. Just have a great birthday.
You are the best of the best of the best. Thanks, Arlo. We love you.
Arlo Guthrie.
Okay.
Thank you very
Bye,
much.
Man.
Well, it is Vox Pop. We're almost ready to wrap up this thing, and I feel it incumbent upon me to give Roselle the stage if you have anything you'd like to say.
Well, all kidding aside, I am one lucky lady. I love you, sweetie, and I hope you get another 50 years at least. Love you.
Okay, well, I love you, Roselle, and Donna, and Ray. even though Ray keeps it real and he keeps it coming, but he is really one of the best parts of this station, and thank you for allowing me in your hour.
Well, Ray, happy birthday, man, and I get the shot there, and I appreciate it very
much.
Which
shot was that?
In your hour.
So many of them, I just never know which one you're reacting
Let's not ruin a fine show and a fine hour by fighting. We'll sing Kumbaya later. It'll all be good. All right, listen, thanks to Lily and the Rose and Kim Klopstock. Thanks to Piece of Cake in Castleton, New York. Thanks to Croissant Bakery on Lark Street in Albany. Thanks to Zachary's Pastry Shop. Thanks to Andy Borowitz. Thanks to Sam Waterston, Happy Traum, Jonas and Sarah and Arlo and everybody who called in today. And listen, we had a great time and we appreciate it. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Alan.
Thank you all.
Now the show's over. You may leave.
Wait till the staff gets a chance to have some of that cake.
Well, all right.
Get the forks out.
Support comes from Spirit House, Amherst, Massachusetts, a family-owned wine, beer, and spirits retailer offering organically farmed wines from around the world. Wine tastings Saturday afternoons, spirithaus.com. Sundog Cider at Salacqua, locally produced hard cider from New York Hudson Valley apples, unfiltered, naturally gluten-free, handcrafted at a revitalized solar-powered mill in Chatham, New York, sundogcider.com. Curran Compliance Services, LLC, Greenwich, New York, hosting a national symposium on life insurance compliance November 12th through the 14th at the Gideon Putnam Resort, Saratoga Springs, with registration now open, currancompliance.com. At Charles Padula, DDS, Union Avenue, Schenectady, a dental practice with private parking located across the private parking located across the street from Union College, PadulaDDS.com. All right, everybody. Happy birthday to Alan. Thank you for calling in and making it special. Donna Federico for pulling it all together. Katie Britton, Pat Cooney, Joe Donahue. The whole cast of characters at WAMC wished the chief, the big boss, a happiest of birthday. Good luck, Roselle, keeping him in line.
Was a shot.
He's sugared up now. I think we're done. All right, show's over. Good night.